This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. When my family would go on a car trip, we usually would begin by asking, "Kids, have you gone to the bathroom?" Now we ask, "Kids, have you gotten your masks?" Mask wearing has become important due to the pandemic and the requirements of many stores and municipalities. Today we'll meet a woman who has helped respond to the need for masks in her community and beyond. Her outstanding work earned her recognition as an Ag Hero from the Kansas Department of Agriculture during the 2020 Ag Growth Summit. It's today's Kansas Profile. Carrie Harris is district manager for the Franklin County Conservation District. On her own time, she has become a prolific mask maker. Carrie comes from the town of Reserve in Brown County originally. Her family moved to Derby, where she grew up and went to college. A job opportunity took her to Lawrence, where she met her husband. They now live on his family farm east of Overbrook and have two children. In 2001, she became district manager at the Franklin County Conservation District in Ottawa. "Our 9-year-old daughter is in the sewing project in 4-H," Carrie said. "When the pandemic first hit, our local extension office sent out an email that the local care home was needing masks. I thought it might be a good, simple sewing project for my daughter," she said. Carrie and her daughter picked out a design, used some leftover fabric which they had on hand, and sewed several masks which they donated to the care home. "I posted a picture of her helping me sew on Facebook," Carrie said. People said, "Oh, if you have any extra, we could sure use them." So Carrie and her daughter sewed some more and gave them away. "She helped me with about the first 50 before she lost interest," Carrie said. However, people were still asking for masks, so Carrie continued sewing them. "I had done quilting before the kids were born. It was fun to do this," Carrie said. "We were using miscellaneous leftover fabric that we had on hand, so we would sew them and give them away," she said. After she started buying fabric, people volunteered to pay for the masks. She told them they could donate money to buy more fabric. K-State, Chiefs, and Royals prints have been popular. Carrie and her daughter made masks for every teacher at her daughter's school. They even made masks with a clear vinyl window, which was important for the speech teacher and reading specialist. "I'm fortunate that there are quilt stores in Overbrook and in Pomona," Carrie said. When the local shops ran out of elastic for a time, Carrie used hair tie elastics for the ear bands. At the time that Carrie was nominated as an Ag Hero, she had made 400 masks. As of this writing, Carrie has made 850 masks and counting. Carrie also serves as president-elect of the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education. "I believe strongly in what they do," she said. Carrie works with numerous Franklin County landowners, including one who now lives in New York City. "They were hit so hard and couldn't get masks, so I sent her 20 of them," Carrie said. Another 20 went to a friend in Virginia Beach. Janae McNally is a 4-H youth development agent with the K-State Research and Extension Frontier District, including Franklin County. "Carrie Harris is a fantastic volunteer," Janae said. "She volunteers many hours helping her local club, the Osage County Shooting Sports Program, and the county fairs. She is the kind of volunteer everyone wants to have when helping teach life skills and developing tomorrow's leaders," Janae said. It's high praise for a young woman who came from the rural community of Reserve, population 84 people. Now that's rural. On family trips, we used to ask our kids if they had gone to the bathroom. Now we ask if they have their masks. This demonstrates the importance of masks in our current times. We salute Carrie Harris for making a difference by providing masks for hundreds of people in her community and far beyond. Her sewing project is an unmasked success. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.